Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Well, the one thing you have to say from just as we start our discussion here on the final regular season game of the year, Warriors with the loss, and it's just been a tremendous afternoon of basketball here at Chase Center. It was high-level stuff throughout both teams, as Rasheed Wallace said, played hard. The Clippers finished 50-32. They're the 5 seed. Minnesota, congratulations to the Timberwolves. They fought through some adversity, and they had 49 wins, 49-33. Warriors have some games they can look in the mirror and say, you know what, we let it get away. We made our own bed. Tonight was not one of them. I think they did have turnovers. They did lead 111-107 with 2 minutes to go in regulation. Didn't get a shot off the rest of the way with a couple of turnovers. And so, you can point to a lot of things on the loss, but this was a game where there, I think the winner was just the survivor, the one who just, you know, had fewer mistakes coming down the stretch, and the Clippers were that team. James Harden was fantastic in the overtime. And now the Warriors will play in a play-in game with Memphis. And the Warriors don't have good history in playing games with Memphis. They lost one here against the Grizzlies in a play-in situation. So, I don't know. It's been a really wild season. And I think the Warriors kind of made their own bed to get themselves into this spot. Now they have to find a way to get out of it. They have 2 home games to advance to the playoffs.
This was not a game the Warriors lost.
No.
Clippers won this. That's what type of game it was. And, yeah, look, it would have been nice. 6 seed, you're in. You don't got to worry about it for a week. You don't got to stress out about things for a week. But, you know, that's just not the way it is. And I think every team could probably go back throughout their schedule and go, man, we blew that one. Man, we blew that one. So, you know, I mean, Clippers are a really good basketball team. And when they're healthy, they can be a dominant team, both offensively and defensively. So it's just one of those games that it'd be amazing. It's not going to happen, at least not early in the playoffs, if the Warriors get there. Clippers are in. But if they had a 7-game series, you want to have a battle royale, it'd be awesome, because that game was a really fun game to watch. You had Leonard with 33, Harden 39, Butler 30, Steph 36. So the 4 guys, like the 4 kind of stars, all had over 30 points tonight. And it wasn't everybody just chucking shots. It was like high-level stuff. All of them were very, very efficient tonight. So, and you got Memphis. And you beat Memphis, you get Houston. And I think that's probably a better matchup for the Warriors anyway than the Lakers. But, you know, to get Houston, and I feel like I need to say this, because Houston's not a team I've included in a team I think can win the championship this year. They've had a heck of a season. They really had. And they really have. And I just don't know if they're quite ready. But, hey, the record speaks for itself. They've been really good this year. They're really good defensively. They're really good at – they're athletic. They're long. So, who knows? But even to get to that point, you got to win a game. And we know how the NBA works. Anybody can beat you in 1-game format. Especially when you have guys like Jaren Jackson Jr. and John Morant. So, I mean, look, it is what it is. You get ready for it. You got 1 game. You got to prepare for Memphis. They play really, really fast. And the Warriors know that. And the Warriors had a really nice game against them last time they played them down in Memphis. So, yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things where you – obviously, you want the Warriors to win, but boy, from an NBA fan's perspective, it didn't get a whole lot better than today's game.
So the 7-8 game are Tuesday, Atlanta and Orlando, and then followed by Memphis and Golden State.
That's Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Okay.
Here's a question for you. Why does the 7-8 teams get less rest than the 9-10?
I don't know. That didn't make a lot of sense. Do they get more? Does 7 and 8 get more rest?
No,
than 9-10.
7 and 8 have to play Tuesday. 9 and 10 play Wednesday.
And then when would they play after that?
The the winner of Game 3 and the loser of Game 1 would play on Friday, and the winner of Game 4, which is Dallas-Sacramento, would play the loser of Game 2, which is Memphis-Golden State on Friday.
Okay, okay. I don't know. You know what? Why don't you text him? I mean, you get all your sources in the league office. Why don't you text him and find out what's going on there?
Yeah, I'll get right on it.
Doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, they'll get right back to me. Yeah, sure.
Oh, man.
Hello, Adam? Adam?
I guess the only thing you could say is if you're 7-8 and you lose,
you got more time.
You'll get more rest than the 9-10 loser before you play again. But I don't know that it makes that much difference. It's if you have a day off, you should be good to go.
Yep.
I can't believe the season's over.
It's,
I mean, not over, but it is over.
It is over.
82 is over.
82 is over. And
and the next game that the Warriors play will not exist after it's played.
All right. That's one you should file a letter to.
I do. I should file. I should
email,
absolutely I should file a complaint on that. I wanted to look up.
By the way, before we get off too much off track, and I led you there. It's my fault.
What, do you think I don't have enough constraint on my own?
Just crazy.
RC said, nope.
Hey, we were just happy you got here on
time.
Yeah,
he's probably right. thank you.
I just thought this was so much fun today.
Yes.
And if you were listening to us today, we appreciate your listening because, man, this was really cool. It was really cool to be here. And I think everybody walked out of here. If you're a Warrior fan, you're disappointed. But on the other hand, if you walked out of here and thought about NBA basketball, you're thinking, man, this was cool.
It was a fantastic game. Again, when you come to a game and you get to see all the stars do their thing, you got to be happy. You got to be pumped. Now, you're bummed your team didn't win, of course. And I know people are going to say, well, they didn't win because of this. They didn't win because of that. Look, I know they turned the ball over. They had critical turnovers, no doubt about it. But the turnovers were tied 16-16. And actually, the Warriors had three more points off turnovers than the Clippers did. The one anomaly, I would say, and the reason the Clippers won tonight was they were able to take care of their defensive rebounding. Warriors are fourth in the league in offensive rebounding percentage. Fourth. They only had three offensive rebounds tonight. That is it. So they didn't get hardly any second-chance points. They got six. The Clippers had 14. Not an astronomical number, but, you know, decent. But that's something the Warriors have done very well throughout the season is getting extra opportunities and capitalizing on them, and they just weren't tonight. So give the – because they didn't play a big lineup. You know, Zubats was the biggest player, and then when he came out, it was Simmons playing backup center. So it wasn't like, you know – they had a monster lineup that they just couldn't get offensive rebounds around. It was just everybody was rebounding for them. I mean, defensive rebounds. Leonard had six. Zubats had 13. Harden got in there and dug out six rebounds. Derrick Jones Jr. got four rebounds. So, you know, again, and there wasn't a ton of missed shots today, being that both teams shot, you know, 54 Warriors, 56 for the Clippers. Just a good NBA game, but if that was one thing I was going to pick out as to why, like, the Clippers won, is they were able to neutralize the Warriors on the offensive glass, where the Warriors usually do very well.
Well, let's look ahead to Tuesday.
Yep.
What do you think?
I'm not sure where Memphis is out right now after firing Taylor Jenkins a few weeks ago. And, I mean, who knows? The whole Ja thing is just goofy. Like, okay, don't do the guns, do the grenade. Maybe have a bazooka celebration by the time he gets here. I have no idea. It's just like, you just settle down and play basketball. Just go out there and play. I mean, he's an incredible player, and he's so much fun to watch. I just wish he would concentrate on that rather than coming up with celebrations. But it's not an easy team for the Warriors to play. It really isn't. I mean, they got long. They're long as well. They're really, really athletic. I mean, Jaren Jackson Jr. is a handful, absolute handful. And I would suspect that we saw Gary Payton Jr. playing a lot tonight, especially in the second half, on Harden. Wouldn't surprise me if he got called into action early and often against the Grizzlies to play against Morant. Because, you know, they would love nothing more, the Grizzlies, that is, and get, you know, Steph isolated on Morant. but the Warriors aren't going to let that one happen. So Bane is a guy that can go off for, you know, 30, 35 on occasion. I mean, he's a really good player. Aldama's had some nice games against the Warriors in the past. Kennard's a guy that can obviously hit some threes. So, look, even though they have been struggling and they haven't played their best ball down the stretch and things seem a little uneven there, it's one game. I mean, Jackson could have 30. John could have 40. Bane could have – who knows? So, you know, you just want to put this thing to bed as quickly as possible, because what you don't want to do is go to the next game where I won't say I have no doubt they'll beat Dallas or Sacramento, because again, it's a one game, but they should. They're better than those two right. teams. They've proven it throughout 82 games. But, yay, you win that when you go play Oklahoma City in the first round.
Yay.
Yay. Yeah, let's yay. Fantastic. We play the Thunder, who won darn near 70 games. So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, Memphis is very capable. We know that. But, I do like the Warriors' chances in that game. And the veteran leadership they have on this team, I think the matchups aren't terrible. They're not as long and athletic and like as good as the Clippers are, but it can be a formidable team. Again, you start getting Jaren Jackson Jr. out there hitting threes, and he can really control the game on the interior. Loves the little left-handed shots, you know, near the bucket. And when he's starting to hit threes and, you know, blocking shots, he can be a big-time force. So I'm looking forward to it. I would have rather been looking forward to a game this weekend, but you know, I'm looking forward to it nonetheless.
And I think the other part about this, too, is health, and the Warriors are an older team.
Yep.
And so they've got three guys who are in their mid-late 30s who have to somehow get, you know, ramp it up again. And it's a win scenario where they have to win. And so, you know, you'd much rather play Houston than put yourself in a position to play Oklahoma City.
Yep.
So, boy, it's not optimal, but the Warriors, again, at the beginning of the day, I said it's optimal that they have two home games to get to the playoffs, and so it might take them an extra game or something.
Yeah, I mean, look, you would have loved, for all the reasons that are very obvious, winning today, because there's not a chance. When I was calling games with you and they're losing, they lost to the Lakers and Grizzlies, I thought there's no way they're losing two home games.
Right.
Again, it's the NBA. That stuff happens. Like, these guys are still very, very capable squads out there. Even though you look at a team like Sacramento, who hasn't been playing great since the Fox trade, and the Mavericks, after losing Kyrie Irving, they still got some really good players on that team. And so you just want to get it taken care of as quickly as possible. And tonight was a tough one. It was a gut punch. But, again, I take solace in the fact that the Warriors didn't lose the game. The Clippers won the game, and they're a really good team as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just a fabulous afternoon here.
Fantastic game.
Really good stuff.
NBA fan. If you're an NBA fan, don't care about the Clippers or the Warriors, you love today's game.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, Tommy, great job as always. Loved every second of it with you. And
yes,
we will see you here on Tuesday, 6:30 with the airtime, 7 o'clock with the tip.
Absolutely. I love doing the games with you. It's so much fun every year. And hopefully we'll be in for a number of games. Let's say not a couple, a number of games coming up in the future. So what'd you say that was, Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Okay, fantastic.
6:30, 7 o'clock. Put the alarm on your phone.
Okay, I got it now.
You know,
we're all good.
RC's got the alarm to call you on his phone.
Got multiple alarm clocks going.
Anything that's unscheduled, you just be careful.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I was watching that Orlando game.
It's incredible. Did you watch that? You got to check out this new thing on Netflix I just started watching.
Oh, by the way, I just started watching the John Hamm series last night.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Is it?
Pretty
okay.
Good. Yeah.
I'm going to definitely check that out. I've been watching Bosch. Are you a Bosch fan?
I've not seen Bosch.
Oh. RC's nodding his head like he's seen Bosch. You got to watch Bosch.
Okay.
It's on Prime.
Okay.
It's like a cop series, but it's just... It's Lori and I watched that, and it's like 8 seasons, so you can like go binge nuts during the off season.
Wow!
But I don't know anybody that didn't like Bosch. So BOSCH on Prime. Yeah, watch that. I'm going to watch the John Hamm one. I'm definitely going to watch that one.
All right.
I will see you Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Pre-6:30, game 7.
Warriors are due for a play-in win. They're due for a play-in win.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There was some?
There
was one?
There was one.